Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Go to pharmajanes.com for cannabis delivered.
Everybody, welcome to Getting Dug with High, episode number 20-something, and
very precise.
Yes, you don't speak until spoken to. my guest today is a good friend of mine, a hilarious dude, and Ngaio Bialim is here. You saw his name flying through space, and you're probably like, what's a Ngaio?
Are you talking to
Bialim?
Me?
No, the audience.
Oh, okay.
You know, because at the beginning you see your name.
Oh, do I?
On the show.
Nice.
We didn't see it in here because we're just tucked away in a corner office. But,
sure.
Yeah. What should I say about you to introduce you to the audience, like people that don't know you?
I'm a friend of small animals.
There you go. And it's 4:19 already.
4:19? We better get ready.
We started a little late.
We missed the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, but now we got a 1-minute warning.
What
do you want to get into? All the pipes are loaded with sativa because most of the guests, that's what they want to smoke.
Sure.
But we have indica standing by if you want to
load up something with
some indica.
This thing here.
And that's then a microphone pipe.
Yes, it is. Oh, I like it.
Isn't it cute?
I'm like Rakim now, or Jeru the Damager. Nobody knows.
I want you to hit this at some point because this is hard to clear, and I finally cleared it on last week's episode.
Should we hit this first?
Go ahead. Go for it.
Hard to clear. That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
Is this like the human centipede of pipes?
Sounds like Steven Seagal made a smoking movie, Hard to Clear. Yeah, see, once you get it going like that, how do you get it all out of there? Nice!
Mmm.
You double banged it. I like that.
What is that? That's almost cat pissy, but it's not quite. What's the actual strain?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you all about it, buddy.
Tell me all about it, sir. I'm a connoisseur.
Now that you mention it, it does have more of that kind of taste to it.
You can say cat pissy on the internet, right?
We can say anything.
We can say anything.
Yeah. This is called Flow. And
you know why they call it Flow?
I bet you have a reason.
It's one of those. Okay, so Flow is the thing about the plant is once you harvest it, if you cut it right, you can reharvest another small batch in another like 8 weeks. It flows like it regrows pretty quick.
Ooh.
So if you cut it right and leave some branches the right way, it won't be as big. Bless you. You can get a second harvest out of it before the outdoor season is over if you hustle.
Are you allergic to any strains? Sometimes when I smoke, it makes me sneeze.
It depends. You know, it depends on a lot of times it depends on how cats flush it or how they cure it, but what the ingredients are. Like, if you don't flush your nutrients out of it the right way. A lot of times, you know, if you don't get the nice gray ash, or if it crackles when you light it, then sometimes it means that they didn't. It could just be because it's too dry, but sometimes it means that they didn't flush it right, and you're getting way more chemicals than you should.
Oh, so that sound that I love is probably a warning sign.
Probably a warning sign.
Doing something wrong,
or maybe you just like chemicals.
Well, Flow is the sativa dominant hybrid, and over at Leafly, they say about it, this is a great strain to function on and do some errands.
I could see that.
A very happy, jolly high you shall have. So that review was written by a pirate. And then the indica we have today is called Skywalker.
Which I love the Skywalker Kush.
And Leafly reviewers say that it gives you a happy, fun buzz, but it knocks you into a nap. It's a nap knocker.
That's why I have coffee.
I like this review. Somebody wrote, Skywalker will bring you to the moon and then leave your ass there to ponder your existence.
Wow. That's no moon.
That's heavy.
Skywalker. It's a trap.
Yeah.
They probably made all the Star Wars pot puns already.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably, but anybody brings up something that Admiral Akbar says makes me happy.
It's almost like a purpley flavor to it, this flow. I haven't smoked flow in forever, so.
Well, I'm glad we introduced you to it.
You get a good deal on your car insurance.
From flow.
Take your time.
I know that lady. I haven't seen her in a long time, but she's a nice, funny actress who got stepped in the commercial lotto.
Hey, that's not bad at all.
No,
it's like me and the Pine Sol lady.
Oh, my God. We know her.
Diane Amos.
Yeah, yeah.
She's awesome. The Typhoon is the name of this pipe.
But then you see her act, and she's like, yeah, I'm the Pine Sol lady. I can line up a whole four or five of them on my tits. You know, like, just like wow, does Pine Sol know that
I've never thought about that. But I guess she could.
She's got a big rack. PharmaJanes.com sent over some stuff for us today. These Yeti Honeybud Oilers.
Oh, I'm so ready for that.
Yeah, that have been, they're pre-rolled joints infused with purified nitrogen. Some heavy shit.
Well, they pack it in nitrogen so it stays fresh. Is that how they do it? A lot of the clubs are doing that now. If you pre-pack your whatnots, they'll throw a burst of nitrogen into there.
It's also supposed to make it more potent.
I've never heard that. I'll test your theory.
Achieve at least 70% THC and related cannabinoids.
70%.
So Pharma Janes
knock you out.
Medical marijuana delivery service.
Thank you, Pharma Janes.
Yeah.
And, are they in the Southern California area?
We can get into one of these if you want. They're really sticky when you touch them too. They are.
As well, they should be, sir.
But in case anybody's wondering, have I said that you're a stand-up comic and a great one? Has that come up?
I'll take the great one. Yes, I'm a stand-up comic. I also write the marijuana advice column for the Sacramento News Review and 48hills.com. And sometimes I write for Alternet and Cannabis Now magazine as well. And I travel around telling jokes at all your various hemp fests and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
And I've worked with you once or twice.
Yeah. We do shows together. That reminds me, are you going to be available for my annual 710 show?
Hell yes.
In San Francisco?
I'm planning ahead.
Yeah.
That's 710, that's
a new day to celebrate.
We should also do one on 1130, because that's 420 plus 710. Right, so we could do a weed and oil
that
day.
That gets out of control. Weed and oil day, I like
weed
that.
Weed and oil day. It's a oil.
Well, I like that a lot. Here, give this a try. I'll see if I can clear this again, because I did it once, now I'm cocky. But I like the way you did it. You were really, you worked it like a maestro. Even though a maestro doesn't hold an instrument, do they?
Well, maestro literally means teacher. So they could if they're showing you how it's done. Hey, that's pretty good. That's a big hit. That's why. You light it too much. Just light it smaller. Moderation, sir.
Light it smaller. That's great advice.
You know what I meant.
Small light that shit. Corner that bowl, man.
Corner that bowl. Leave some green for other people, dog.
God,
can we talk
it.
About etiquette? Do you guys discuss etiquette here?
It comes up mostly because my etiquette's so shitty.
Try to bring some weed every once in a while. That's my advice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just every once in a while. You know, if you're not an everyday smoker, everybody understands you don't have some on you, but every once in a while when you stop in the circle.
I was that guy for a long time. For a long time, I just smoked whenever my friends had it.
Really?
Yeah. And then eventually I, you know, started contributing. And
it's very smooth for a hash oil. I like that. It must be the nitrogen.
I guess. I don't know what it is, but it's good
stuff. It's strong.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It'll should pace yourself. That's what people don't do. I was just talking to Chase, because he's an EMT, when I went to the last High Times Cup in the Bay Area. It's a sunny day, and they weren't allowing the clubs to hand out marijuana samples, but they could hand out dabs. And so everybody was dabbing on a hot day outside and not staying hydrated. And me and the emergency medical technicians, the over-under on people passing out was 10. And if you took the over, you won, because cats were passing out.
They should just call that a green out festival.
Green out. I've never heard that one. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I greened out at the Comedy Underground in
Seattle?
In Toronto.
Oh, yeah?
Because they let the whole audience smoke and blow it in your face, and it's a room about this size.
What?
Yeah. So by the end of the set,
I had to
sit on a couch. They brought me a cold towel.
I want to go. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never passed out yet from smoking
too much pot. Well, passed out or gone to sleep. Those are two different things. I've gone to sleep a lot.
Oh. Well, you know, if it's voluntary, if you go pick out a spot and curl up like a cat and pass out in the sunshine on your beautiful day stone, that's different than just like mid-sittings or standing in the circle like, oh, whoa, and then
yeah, no, I know.
That's completely different.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
And it scares the shit out of people.
I didn't topple, but I have come close to that. It's a good idea to just be sitting down.
Maybe you have too much too fast. Especially when you dab.
Have a seat.
Right.
Don't make any plans.
Especially if you're new, and that's
clear the calendar for like a week.
When you're going to a festival or a cup, a lot of times it's cats who they're not used to. They're not everydayers, right? They're just going, oh, I'm going to party, woo,
sure.
And then you know, it's weed, it's harmless, and it is. So you pass out.
Ngayo Bealum, let's do your high history.
All right, where are the questions?
Second time you smoked, because the first time probably didn't work.
First time, yeah, probably. I don't know. Well, the second time. That would have probably been, now, here's the thing, like, I did it once in eighth grade. That was the second time. I did it once in, like, seventh grade. But then I did it once in eighth grade with my boy Alex Studer, because he wanted to go. So we stuck out after lunch, or at lunch, and smoked a joint. And I forgot I had a math test, and then I came back and flunked the test. And my math teacher was super disappointed because I was always acing my math test, and he didn't know what happened. And I didn't know what happened either. I just, you know, I was stoned. And then the third time I got caught by my mom, and her and my dad gave me a stern lecture. And then I didn't do it again until college.
So those first few times didn't make that big of an impact on you that the parents telling you to stop was enough to just walk away for a while.
Well, you know, it wasn't like, I mean, my parents used to smoke weed, right? So they couldn't really be like, don't do it, don't do it. There's like, you know, it's like beer. It's for grown-ups, and that shit's a crutch sometimes. And, you know, get to know yourself first and then decide whether what drugs you want to do.
When you roll a joint, do you put a crutch in there?
I'm not from Europe, sir. I'm mostly
hippie.
That's
why my zigzags on the set here are all, there's a bunch torn off because we had a fellow from down under.
I like a little weed in my teeth.
On the show.
Right. You got to feel it. You got to feel the whole, and just the whole plant, brother. Get to know it.
But you smoke every day?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Not all the time every day anymore. Oh. I'm not 25.
What does that mean, all the time every day?
Well, you know.
Wake and bake and all that?
Yeah, I don't do that. I know some people who do, but usually I get my plans together. I'm one of those guys who I like to do it when I run my errands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're out in the daytime doing a bunch of standing in line.
Yo, sure.
Right? That doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, I guess probably my two favorite things that have happened in my lifetime to ease the pain of standing in a line are marijuana and Twitter.
Right. Twitter goes
I just
a long
get
way.
High and look at my Twitter while I'm waiting at the... not that I go to the post office. Stamps.com isn't a sponsor, but...
We love Stamps.com.
They let you not go
I
to the
brush
post
my teeth
office.
To it.
And most famous person you've ever smoked weed with?
Ooh, besides you... There's Brian Posehn, Patton.
Sure.
I got Adam Sandler so stoned he almost fell down the stairs at the Punchline.
Oh, that's nice.
I got Jim Brewer stoned.
God, you're naming like all guys that don't smoke either anymore or just a little bit because they have families.
I got Mark Skippy Price so high he couldn't figure out how to put a sweater on.
You know what, though?
Crispin Glover stood the circle, but he didn't smoke any weed.
He might have had a problem with that sweater anyway.
He might have.
He is Skippy. Hi, Skippy.
Crispin Glover, he sat in the circle. He stood in the circle, but he didn't smoke any weed. But he definitely just hung out. He's like,
was that
cool,
backstage
man.
At the HBO workspace? I was there that same night.
Right.
Yeah, Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover.
He's a nice guy.
Who else have I smoked? Drew Carey.
Wow, you're rattling him off.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey can say that he smokes weed.
Oh, I smoke weed, Drew Carey.
I don't think he'd come on this show, but can we throw up the won't list graphic? Because I want to talk won't list as long as we're on the subject.
Sure.
First of all.
I have more. No, okay.
Okay, keep thinking about it. But I just want to, you know, there's people that won't come on the show, and I'd like to tell the audience why that I don't get a million tweets about, you know, you should have so-and-so on. And
I don't think Mark Maron's coming on the show.
No. He did say in an interview once, I think, that if he did decide to smoke marijuana, like just to do it once,
sure,
it would be with me. So we might be able to tip that. Let's go after him on Twitter, you guys, at Mark Maron.
Wow.
Because it'd be fun to watch. Well, actually, let's not. Because you know what? I respect the whole AA thing and that anything could be a trigger. Anything could.
Drugs aren't for everybody.
I don't believe in the gateway concept, per se.
No.
But, yeah, anyway.
People should know themselves. That's a big deal.
Joe Rogan is a friend of mine. He's a comedian. We know that he'd be a perfect guest, but he's usually busy at the same time making his own program very far away from here. He lives a million miles away with, like, you
million
know,
miles away.
Where, like, the mountain lions
France.
Come into the yard and mess with his pets and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
He's, I think he might have moved a little closer. I don't know. But anyway,
right.
Joe
now
Rogan, yes. We'd love to have him. Maybe we will someday. But, you know, you don't need to ask us anymore, really.
Sure.
Because I do know that. I've got his phone number.
How about Smokey Robinson?
You think
him on the show?
Sure.
Ask him. He'd probably come on.
Ask him.
Shit, his name's Smokey.
Just
you don't think he just got
him.
That name because of his smooth-ass, raspy voice, do you?
I thought of a good one today. Is the booking department in the room? Sebastian Bach.
Woo!
Let's get him on here. I've smoked with that dude.
I haven't smoked with that guy. We did a radio interview one time, though, and I showed him my weed, and he fucking gave me the...
Nice. Yeah, he's always given that.
Yeah. But it felt unironic, so it was a compliment.
I had some drinks with him and his girlfriend one time in New York.
No, sure.
In the Jekyll and Hyde bar, which is funny, because he was in the Broadway Jekyll and Hyde, but...
He's got a great voice.
Yeah, yeah. I saw him in Jesus Christ Superstar in Vegas at the Aladdin. It was awesome. But, I don't love Jesus Christ Superstar, but seeing him in it was fun.
I love Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really? All the beginning to end?
Hell yes!
It's so boring. There's so many ballads.
Shut your mouth.
There's not enough...
Come on.
Up-tempo numbers.
What's the buzz? Tell me
yeah, that's the up-tempo number. That's the buzz.
You are the Christ. Yeah, the great Jesus Christ.
All right. Before we go to break, who in the hell do you think you are?
And
the other person, I have it on a card that I wanted to talk about. Kevin Smith. Good old Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith!
He was booked to do the show weeks ago. Like, he or his people, I know these things can get complicated.
Sure.
So I can't blame Kevin specifically, but they canceled on us very last minute.
Ooh.
We were able to get somebody else.
All right.
But also, with the cancellation came no discussion of
a further
booking. So I don't know if he's decided he doesn't want to do it, or if he, you know, it was just a scheduling problem.
I don't know.
So,
very busy.
Guys like me, he smokes a lot of weed, so stuff could slip through the cracks.
Does it?
He does, yeah.
Oh.
And
it is,
as of recently, when he played a pot smoker in all
doing
those
it.
Movies,
right.
he wasn't.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kevin Smith, come on the show sometime. That'd be awesome.
What about Method Man or Redman?
They'd be great. That'd be great to have them on.
Yeah.
For
all the black people.
I'm trying to use the kind of word of mouth thing and bring on people that I know
that
I would have fun with and that the audience would have fun with, you know? We're not cold calling and knocking on doors. But
you're not just going around like a weed hovers witness. Hi, I'd like you to be on Doug's show. How do you smoke weed? Can you be on Doug's show?
But
just get a map of the stars. And just show up at people's house.
Gaia, we're over. I gotta go to commercial.
Oh, sorry.
We'll be right back.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash! Ah, the glorious and honorable food club. These three wise captains sail the world seeking the ultimate bite, whether it being an unknown hole in the wall or the hardest reservation in town. Each episode, they decide if a restaurant will be presented with the coveted Food Club plaque, or they will burn the award in front of their door, a disgrace.
We've got 2,340 people watching this live stream right now, so thanks you guys for watching and smoking with us.
And 40 computers, so there could verily be more.
Oh yeah, there
people.
Could be like some computers.
There could be like
a crowd
2,345 people.
Some people that could be their whole office.
Their whole
just all huddled around one cubicle.
That's right.
Laughing and smoking.
You're like a 21st century Milton Berle. That's what you are. Red Skelton. No, Ernie Kovacs. We can keep going.
It is kind of a throwback. The numbers are compared to other things.
The numbers
are small, but they're dedicated.
Right.
They're sitting around a device right now.
So am I.
Hopefully, either getting high or getting some work done,
or both.
And you went to work during the commercial. You're like the one of the few guests that's just like, "Oh, I'm going to start a."
Smoke the pot.
What's that?
Right?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just saying it's fantastic.
I just wanted to try out this device.
Isn't that great?
It's like a jug.
What's it called again?
The Green Shark.
Green Shark. What company is that from, Gabe? Green Shark. This thing. Do you remember where we got that from?
Man, I will say that flow is a very nice sativa because I'm buzzing. I'm like, let's go vacuum. Okay, not like tweaker like, but I definitely have.
How about let's be on a live stream?
Like I was talking about. I get rambly on sativas. I should have told you.
I counted you'd be rambly no matter what. Like, even in the if we did the regular first 5 minutes, you would have already been off and running. But we started a couple minutes late. So
sure.
You had to jump right in.
I'm in.
You're rolling a joint with no crutch. But a thick-ass joint. It almost looks like you put too much in there.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
There are two of us.
I'm setting it up to show you how impressed everyone's going to be when you make this happen.
Well, this is a lot of pressure right now. There's 2,340 people watching this.
Yeah. Let me ask you a Twitter question.
If you're new to rolling joints, you should actually put more weed in the paper than you think you need, so then when some of it falls out, you will still have enough left to roll a serviceable joint. Just thought you should know that. It's like a cooking show.
It is. We're going to try to get Epic Mealtime Guy to come in.
Oh, that would be pretty sweet.
And make me
get the guys from Animal to come in and
B.E. the restaurant?
Yeah. I smoke weed with those guys.
Bucar wrote, B-E-E-W-C-A-R, no joke, the four of us, and I think this guy's on the East Coast, the four of us are smoking Skywalker right now.
Whoa!
Bam, we're all doing it together.
Serendipity, man.
I don't think there's an... Oh, good. I was going to say there might not be any questions for Ungayo because everyone's going crazy trying to figure out how to spell it. It's N-G-A-I-O.
Ungayo was his name, oh.
Yeah.
And the third most popular Ungayo in the world.
There's two...
Yes!
There's two other...
Yes.
More popular ones?
More popular Ungayo.
How do you judge popular?
The W.
Caesar. Do they hold public office or something?
I shall explain, sir. Niall Marsh, although it's the same spelling, N-G-A-I-O. Uh-huh. She's a mystery writer. She's passed away a long time ago.
Okay.
But she's like the Agatha Christie of New Zealand.
Ooh.
And so all of her books, and all over the world, she published all over the world. So she's still very popular. And then...
Okay.
In New Zealand, Niall's not an uncommon name. So there's like a state park and a tree and a bush. It means like golden flower or something like that over there. But
sure,
my name means hungry for knowledge.
Oh.
So now you know. Ungayo trivia, right? In case you're at some sort of bar. Or
Noel Thasco on Twitter wants to know.
Noel the Sco.
Thasco?
Know the Sco. Come on, man.
It's
you don't speak Ebonics?
I don't.
Know the Sco.
All right.
You don't know the Sco?
But Noel the Sco?
No Thasco.
Noel the Sco?
No Thasco. And
Noel. It's Noel. How would you really say Noel the Sco?
It's Know the Sco. He's from San Francisco. The Sco, dog.
Why does he have an E and an L in there?
I'm not in charge of his name.
Does at Ngayo420, that's what I was getting at. Your Twitter name is Ngayo420. Do you miss doing magic at Pier 39?
Damn. First of all, I never did magic.
Juggling. It's juggling.
I did juggling. I did the juggling.
I should have gotten you three of something to juggle.
There's three tangerines in the...
Oh, can we get three tangerines for... Cause that, we got
after
it,
the break. We'll
we got
some juggling after the break.
Juggling on a show where you're high... It's just another...
That's how I learned to juggle.
Just another, you know, put that in the column for why weed isn't so bad, if you can still juggle.
State-specific learning. I heard once of a guy who learned to juggle 5 eggs while drunk so he could do it at field sobriety tests.
That's smart. I keep trying to learn how to say the alphabet backwards for
that
same reason. It's so hard to learn. It's so hard to retrain your brain to get it right.
We'll do after the break, so that way you don't have to... Everybody can... I'm just... Go ahead. You were saying, this is delicious.
You will juggle tangerines when I tell you to. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, hey, man, whatever you say, Doug. It's your show, brother.
Yeah, right?
I
want to get into the pot topics.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Because
pot topics? Did that happen already?
It's going to
be. Pot topic!
Oh.
This is the world's most laid-back morning show. Right here.
Oh, I would love to do this in the morning. Just wake up and do this for an hour, and that's my day.
That would be a pretty good day.
The NCAA.
Yes.
Has decided to not punish student athletes as harshly for the use of marijuana after determining that it is not a performance-enhancing substance.
Well, it keeps you calmer. But no.
Right. I mean, do you ever think it would really help? In any athletic endeavor, does it help? I mean, I think it helps in video games, I guess.
I would say ask the NBA, because those guys smoke a yang of weed on the way to practice. You know, I don't know. I do definitely like to get stoned and go golfing or get high and play basketball. And I've played sober and stoned, and I'm not sure if I'm better either way.
Yeah, I think you're probably laughing more. And maybe not taking it so badly when a play doesn't go your way.
I think you need fresher rolling papers because your glue seems to be...
Oh, dude, you're like a weed detective because those rolling papers have been fucking sitting there since... I think it's the same ones we've had since the show started.
Yeah, so that's at least 20 shows.
Because most guests don't roll.
I'm old school, man. I like joints. Right?
Dominic Monaghan, you.
Yeah,
I think that's it. Those are the joint rollers.
Those are the cats who...
There must have been somebody else I'm missing. Oh, yeah. Todd Glass rolled 17 joints in 2 minutes. Who?
Alia.
Oh, Alia Shawkat. She
likes a joint.
She rolled one, yeah.
They taste better. Although a nice clean glass does have good flavor. I will say that. But I don't know. There's something about a joint. And like my mom used to say, you can always eat it if some shit goes wrong.
Right.
Right. Just
shove that hot joint right in your mouth and swallow.
Put some spit in your mouth, brother. You'll be okay. Did you just say shove that hot joint in your mouth and swallow?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure we were clear.
Penalty now.
Oh, lay it on me.
They say it's less harsh than what they used to do to people caught smoking weed.
They used to kick you off the team.
Well, that what they used to do was they used to kick you out for a full season. Now... The new rule is half a season. What a weird, weird compromise. So you still can't smoke weed because you don't want to be kicked out for half a season.
Try to get caught early in the season and be well rested for the playoffs.
I like it. I like that plan.
Or don't get caught.
So apparently, veterinarians are asking pet owners to be more careful with their weed.
Sure.
Because more pets are showing up high and sick in... pet hospitals.
Yeah, no weed for children and pets, as Ed Rosenthal says.
It can give them an upset stomach. It's not toxic.
Nope.
It's not chocolate. It's not grapes, but it can...
It's not onions or coffee.
Oh, synthetic marijuana does kill pets.
Well, first of all,
yeah,
who's
right?
smoking synthetic marijuana?
Yeah,
don't watch the show.
How do you leave that lying around? Isn't that usually just in a vapor pen?
Does anybody bake synthetic marijuana into a treat?
They want to take the treat out of the treat.
That's nasty. It's not a treat anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a trick at that point.
And some veterinarians do say the medical marijuana is good for ailing pets in some cases.
I've read some things about that, but I don't know. Weeds for humans.
One owner said her dog is as happy as a clam despite his sickness and old age.
Well, all right.
That's funny because her clam is sick as a dog.
Wow. Having never seen her clam, sir.
Attorney General Eric Holder spoke out again. It keeps coming up about marijuana legalization. I think it's on. I think that Holder and Obama are just like, let's just wait till the fourth quarter to bring this one over.
Always understood marijuana to be a second term deal, right? Like right before Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I bring that up all the time. Nobody knows he did that.
Right, we're going to decriminalize weed right quick. See ya. Bye.
There's a lot of reasons to not like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but
right.
It's pretty cool that he did that.
Right. So I think that's the plan. We just have to keep the way Obama tends to work is he's like, oh, I'm evolving on the issue. And then everybody gets all mad. He's not going to do shit. So we have to do it. Then they all start doing shit. Right. And then he gets to the Supreme Court. And he's like, yeah, we decided we're not going to. You guys are right.
Yeah.
See, we did it.
He's a smarty pants.
His pants are smart and fancy.
So General Holder said...
Some would say they're even sexy.
He's cautiously optimistic about how it's going to go in Colorado and Washington. Colorado's already been going for months.
It's working
is happening.
It's working hella well in Colorado.
I can't wait to be in Colorado.
People have jobs.
Mother's Day, Denver.
Really? I want to go.
I do shows in... this is my second year doing a show at 420 on Mother's Day because in Denver. Because, moms are awesome and all, but... let's go see the weed show.
Or bring your mom.
Someone did. Six Finger Tim brought his mother.
Six Finger Tim.
Dude has got six fingers on both hands, and it's creepy as fuck.
On both hands. Do they mostly work?
No, it's like a little stubby extra finger.
And he didn't get that removed when he was little.
I forgot to ask him that when he was showing me his weird finger, and
he'd no longer be Six Finger Tim at that point.
Right. Oh, right. It gave him an identity. He knew someday he'd need a Twitter handle.
Sure. Six Finger Tim.
I think his Tim is spelled T-Y-M, too.
Not another pair of gloves.
He shakes hands with people. The thing, when it touches you, it's a weird feeling.
Is it?
Yeah.
Try to be more accepting.
I shook hands with you. I mean, I'm just saying, hey, Six Finger Tim, how about a fist bump? Would it kill you?
Start with a fist bump.
Yeah.
And then move up. Mm-hmm. Work your way up.
Vending machines in Colorado, my friend.
Hell yes.
Zazz is the name of the machine, and they're in the dispensaries.
Sure.
But to me, it's like you're in a dispensary where they sell weed over a counter. Why do you need a machine?
Line?
Oh, cut the line.
Right.
Here's what you got to do.
This is all I want. I need this and this and a thing of papers.
Yeah.
Push up.
But is there really ever a line? If you can go to the right places.
Have you been to the dispensaries in Denver, Colorado
now? Oh, no. You're right. I'm thinking here.
And everybody's like, we have a vending machine.
And they let in anybody. Like here, you got to be a Californian to even get in.
Right.
Customer swipes his driver's license in the machine. The machine's cameras match biometrics to make sure the person making the transaction and the owner are the same person.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah. That sounds heavy. That's big government is getting inside my weed dispensing machine.
I think the NSA designed that machine. That's why Holder is cautiously optimistic. Not only are we going to make money on weed, we're also going to gather some information on some people we've been wondering about. No, is that too much?
I was talking to somebody else about it, and they
said...
You're
all stoned. You're full of conspiracies right now.
Right? I'm not a conspiracy stoner, really.
What kind of stoner are you?
Just to get really dumb and slow.
The classic.
The customer pays by credit card or debit card, and you can get edibles or marijuana. But I was talking to one person about it who said, well, maybe they're just too shy to talk to people over a counter. It's easier to buy from a machine. But that
machine should take cash. That's how I feel about it. But people will probably break into it all the time. Well, I guess debit card. Weed's kind of expensive.
It's probably like buying porn in a hotel, though. They probably don't
keep it.
On your credit card statement, it probably doesn't say big old bag of weed.
Probably not. What does the porn
big
say,
big old
Doug?
Bag. What?
What does it say when you buy the porn?
On your bill, they tell you. Haven't
really,
you done
that? Really? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, not since the internet was invented.
Right. Sort of changed. They're not as concerned. But they still won't. I haven't ordered porn on the thing, but I think they still do that.
Although I stayed in a hotel in Flagstaff, Arizona one time where they had the free Wi-Fi, but it had blocked access to porn sites. I was like, but you're a hotel. That's all.
Yeah.
It just struck me as...
It's
who doesn't
strange.
Watch porn in their hotel room?
Well, I'll
not
tell you,
me,
that
of course.
Hotel, I'll walk around in their carpets in my bare feet. If no one's watching porn in that hotel.
Fair enough.
Like, you ever run the light over the bedspread? You take the bedspread off, right?
Yeah.
In the hotels?
I burn it. I bring
Dan
my
Gabriel
own.
Throws it in a corner like it's going to attempt to murder his family.
Set a cross in front of it. Mm-hmm. Sprinkle some garlic on it.
Yeah, he really takes care of it. Let me ask you another Twitter question.
Sure.
And the last segment of the show is kind of short, and we already have a bunch of stuff packed into it, so can we do the juggling in a second?
Whenever you're ready.
All right, well, just get yourself... Should we hit something else? Oh, I think we've taken a sort of a break from smoking. We've been yapping so much.
Let's smoke some more flow.
Let's do... I'm still obsessed with clearing this thing, and there's a little bit left in there. It's a small enough amount that I think I could do it.
God. People say voting doesn't work. I show them my medical marijuana card. You understand?
Right? I do get it. That's the perfect thing to do.
Right? That's how we got it.
We got it because we voted. We got it because we voted.
People bring weed to my house.
And we got it because some very enterprising people got those initial signatures. You know?
Right.
I can always get started by some people that, stoners should be... not able to accomplish that if it makes them so unproductive.
Exactly. All right.
What's the strangest thing you've ever smoked out of? Weed Biz wants to know.
Pumpkin?
Like a whole big one?
You take a little one.
Right? Tiny pumpkin?
Tiny kind of pumpkin.
That's not so strange.
I used to...
Like an apple pipe.
When I was a younger man, I used to actually carry around like a little sharp tube with a bowl on it. Right? So I would just poke it into shit, you know, pop can, all of a sudden you got a bong, you just travel around, like, soda can, you got a bong right there, whatever, pumpkin, apple, whatever. You could just make a pipe out of anything. There's a company that sells a thing that you just poke two holes in it and makes pipes out of almost anything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fun device I should have. All right, let's do 2 minutes of juggling, and then we'll go to the... final commercial break.
2 whole minutes of juggling?
We don't have to juggle the whole 2 minutes, but...
Right.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
What about three of these pipes?
Sure. We can do that.
Really? Would you be able to? Like, if all the objects are different crazy shapes, does that throw you off, or are you just three things at a time is fine?
Pretty much three things.
This looks like you're the fucking hippest astronomy professor.
Right? And the Earth...
Kids, these are planets.
It goes around the moon.
I said the right one, right? I always confuse astrology and astronomy.
Sure. Well, they're, you know, it's all the stars.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
Sure.
That was awesome.
We
did it,
now.
Everybody. Let's hear it for... Pier 39
Pier
used to do
39.
That. I'm sure you had like a lot of funny patter and
yes,
you know, stuff you'd say to
as
get them
jugglers
to
go,
give
I'm a
you
really
money.
Good comedian. So, yeah, you know, I would do a lot of playing with the crowd and just, you know, there's only so many jokes and telling jokes and then begging for money and standing on things, eating an apple, juggling torches, you know, whole thing, bringing in volunteers. That was a long time. I don't even think I could remember that bit if I...
I think people say, like, oh, I love your bit about whatever, and I'm like, okay, I'd have to look that up and learn it all over again to tell it.
Right? But, it makes it fresh and new. It makes it fresh and new. Sometimes people remind you something. Every once in a while, I'll ask somebody if they come to a bunch of shows or if I haven't seen them, and I'll be like, got any requests? And they'll be like, yeah, do that joke about the thing. And we're like, oh... Yeah, let's see if I can remember
that
one.
Let's see that. Yeah.
Let's see that one.
Sometimes, yeah, you come up with like even a new version of it, but
right.
The same basic idea.
Right.
All right, let's review the flow for our friends at Leafly, the sativa that we were smoking. And maybe that's what we should do for ceremony is hit a little Skywalker
in the last.
That was in the J?
That was in the joint.
Oh.
See how we did that?
See, this is what I do all the time is smoke a bunch of different strains all together and just get really high. And it didn't even dawn on me that you gave me something different. But when I just hit this, I was reminded of what you said earlier about the cat piss.
Right.
It's got an interesting, different kind of taste to it.
Yeah.
But so what would you say about it for a review? Would you say the cat piss thing?
And also kind of it's super sativa-y. Oh,
How do they spell that out? Super buzzy. Sativa E.
S-A-T-I-V-A hyphen
Dash.
Y.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sativa.
All right, so he calls it Super Sativa E.
I got
and
a
what
good,
else?
Good buzz. Very tasty. Floral.
Tasty floral. That's his review.
That's my review.
All right, we're going to come back with one more segment after this.
Jazz. I'm Eddie Pepitone, and congratulations. You've met me.
Signs that things aren't going well.
Number one, you talk a lot about the energy of houses.
And number two,
you grow your own tits.
Hey, we're back. I was just looking at another Twitter question at Cass Lagel. How do you say that one, you think?
Cass Lagel.
Yeah.
Cass Lagel.
Sure. Have you ever gotten high, sometimes they say, have you gotten Doug, without your dreads? And what was that like?
I didn't always have dreads.
Yeah, and you got high.
And I got high.
All right.
Kind of the same. Yeah.
All right, there's your answer.
Thank you for sharing.
Kesslagel. You're going to be at the Punchline in Sacramento on 420.
Yes.
I knew you'd have something.
We're
going to
have an Easter egg hunt fun as well,
going
since
on.
It's Easter.
Oh,
I a little praising and blazing.
I love that club, the How About Arden Mall.
I know you do.
And you're going to be at Planet Gemini in Monterey on April 25th and 26th. I think yes. I've played that place. Do they still have sushi in the corner?
Not anymore. That was a long time
that
ago.
That was great when they had sushi
in
the corner.
Yeah.
It had a different name, though. I think this place changes names every few years.
They
moved. It was Captain Something's last time I was
sure.
there, I think.
Sure. I think. But it's the Planet Gemini. Right next to the adult bookstore.
You know all the crazy names. I'm doing stand-up at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City tomorrow night. Cobb's in San Francisco on Saturday.
Nice.
And then the Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon on Monday, my fourth annual 421 show.
At the Wow Hall. I was just
in
there.
Eugene.
That's a great spot.
Yeah. They just, in Eugene, 421, 423, 418,
enough.
Whatever.
502. Cinco de Mayo.
They're cool with
Tet.
It.
They don't care. Vietnamese New Year.
And I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, June 7th and 8th. Both those shows at 420. All of my dates and details and links are at douglasmovies.com.
Nice.
You're on Twitter at NGAIO420.
Yes.
And thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And now you have to watch a magic trick.
Oh.
Hey, Angile.
Hey,
Angile.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Actually, I know you guys have smoked a lot, but I brought another joint for us to smoke.
Oh, sure. Terrific. Fair. Just pass that on over.
There you go.
Whee! Is it going to explode or something?
Something like that.
Oh, my.
No, I've done that before already, actually.
I won't give it away.
He's putting it out of his hand.
Whoa!
I don't recommend. Don't do that, you guys.
Doesn't that hurt?
Don't put your...
A little bit.
Not
bad.
What happened? Oh, okay, you put it out.
It's the crushed and restored joint. That was pretty impressive.
This is when I exploded.
I get it now.
That's it.
He crushed it and then he restored it.
Crushed and restored.
That's why I can't watch the magic tricks. I sometimes can't even follow it.
You that high?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, thanks, Gabe.
Wow, juggling, magic, that's crazy. You get it's like a circus.
Well, you know, that's how we get the kids. That's how we indoctrinate the children into the army.
We give out toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like a Happy Meal. Smoke this before you eat that.
Yeah.
It'll taste
that sort of thing. This isn't for children. I think to click through on YouTube, you have to prove that you're 18
so
or something.
So my kids aren't watching this right now. That's
I mean, your kids, they don't know how to just get on anyway.
Of course they do.
Are you 18? Yes.
Yes,
I don't know why. That is the weirdest... That's like the world's tiniest speed bump. Like it's like you don't notice it when you drive over.
It's like going to R-rated movies in the 80s.
Yeah.
They never asked. They didn't care.
They were so
You're
lax.
17, aren't you? Yes.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
It was super easy.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Let's keep smoking, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, no, we'll still talk a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I got the signal yet. We're on the verge, right?
Okay. I'm in no hurry.
We're almost done. But let's, you know,
so, yeah,
smoke again. People love... All the, you know, smoking.
They like to watch us smoke. It's like a fetish video. If I had an octopus on my head or something, I'd be huge in Japan right now.
Dude, people listen to this. They just download the audio and just listen to it.
Oh, so they listen to us smoke?
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you sell it. Thank you once again. This is an awesome session.
My pleasure.
Super
man.
Fun. Ngayo 420. And normally I say at this point, see you next Wednesday.
But
we have next week off. So I'll see you in 2 weeks on April 30th. And have a great, while I'm gone, 420 is going to happen.
Woo!
So have a great 420. Go see him in Sacramento. My shows in Portland are sold out.
Go see him in Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene, 421.
Hour and a half away.
All right, see you April 30th.
Go to pharmajanes.com for cannabis delivered.